This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Obviously, for myself speaking is... obviously, I want to be in a winning culture. That's the number one thing for me is being on winning teams. And, that's probably one of the biggest things for me, honestly, because I love winning. I hate to lose, honestly, more than I like to win. So it's not something that like, losing is something that it doesn't sit well with me. So, I just want to be in a place where I can win. And, hopefully they'll continue to show that.
That's Gunnar Henderson on Saturday after the press conference. Sam Basayo got his extension with the Baltimore Orioles just a few days after being recalled. It's interesting because a lot of happiness in the wake of Basayo, but then you hear that from Gunnar Henderson. And Jason, what do you hear when you hear him say that?
Well, they haven't been winning a lot around here, right? They left the Bronx on June 20th of last year, tied with the Yankees for the best winning percentage in baseball. And then they're well below 500 since then.
Mm-hmm.
They have yet to win a playoff game or really even distinguish themselves in a playoff game as hitters and fielders, which is the part of the game that Gunnar can control.
They've had two great starts. Kyle Bradish, the first year against the Rangers, and Corbin Burnes, the second year against the Royals.
And look. The hours through the time glass or whatever, the sands of glass.
Yeah, sands of the hourglass. Yeah.
Yeah, they're
like
ticking.
Days of our lives.
You don't think they're talking about Adley knows he's only got two more years left here. Like, Gunnar knows he only has three. They all know what's going on. The Basayo contract extension has put that all even more into focus. They know that Bob Nightingale will be on the show tomorrow, who's been doing this a long time, says Adley's, good
he's
chance
gone.
Adley's traded. Other people in the industry have been whispering about it for weeks. They know all that's going on. And Gunnar Henderson, I mean, I've heard the entirety of the clip. He wasn't gushing about wanting to spend more games at Camden Yards than anywhere else. He wasn't saying that I'm totally sold on this ownership group and I hope they put something in front of me ASAP that I want to sign because there's no place else I want to be. Sounded to me like he was saying, hey, man, I know winning culture. I know winning baseball. I hate losing. And hopefully, that's where I spend the bulk of my career. I think there's been some, whether you want to call them cries for help or sending up warning flares or whatever between what Jordan Westberg said and what Gunnar Henderson said about the state of affairs around here. And the bottom line is they've been losing a hell of a lot more than they've been winning for going on 14 months now. and the rot hasn't really quite stopped. And they've had opportunities to add people to make Westberg and Gunner better, and they have systematically refused to do it for years, for multiple trade deadlines, for multiple off seasons. They've created a leadership void. They've created chemistry issues. They've got issues with their training staff. Like, there's a lot going on here. I mean, you think Gunnar Henderson, I mean, you think Grayson Rodriguez feels great about the way all this has played out?
No.
You think he felt great throwing 89 in a spring training game and being left out there? Like, they all talk. They all talk to people in other places. Like, you don't think they see what happened with Bobby Witt Jr. and what these guys are dealing with here? So I think it was a shot across the bow. It to me was hopefully something that's going to wake ownership up and get some sort of a real response from them. Like, and that is either you put $500 million in front of Gunnar Henderson, or you get real about how much more time you have with Gunnar Henderson. Like, that's just where we are. Like, these dudes have been here in the front office going on 7 years. That's a long time. This Basayo thing is great, but the scale of which it would take to do anything that would show these other core guys who weren't signed out of the Dominican, but who were drafted and got their signing bonuses, like, it's going to take something very different to convince any of them to put pen to paper around here.
Well, there's two things going on here, and you talk about guys talking, and they've been talking a lot lately, and not only Jordan Westberg and Gunnar Henderson about this thing, but Jordan Westberg and former Orioles talking about the leadership void that you brought up, and you talk about whether ownership is paying attention. If Jordan Westberg and Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins are saying out loud there's a leadership void, then Gunnar Henderson thinks there's a leadership void as well. And I just wonder, when you hear your players and former players, respected former players, saying these things, I want to know, is ownership paying attention to this? Like, if you're keeping this front office, which I think they're going to keep this front office, are they going to lean on these guys to make sure that the Leopards change their spots? Because you can't just play at the margins. Like, it's been a failure.
Why though? If you think they have to be babysat, then why don't you get people who are already wired that way?
I'm with you. I don't think it's in them to get rid of them. I don't. But I think if they play the same, if they play the hits, their hits, this offseason, it's going to be more of the same, and they're going to have no choice. Like, I want to see. Because the other thing that I heard, and it's the first time I heard him say it, David Rubenstein said, because every other time he's talked about, people have asked him about money, and he's like, and he speaks vaguely about winning, and remember opening day, this isn't going to be the biggest day, and then when he's in Switzerland, he's talking about salary cap. Yeah. That's the first time he said out loud, we have the capital to do more of this. Now, he threw in it takes two to tango, but he said out loud, we can do more of this. So now put your money where your mouth is and get some stuff done.
But even that caveat to me is a big deal, because these kids don't have to do anything. The whole system is set out for the teams to reap all the rewards and have all the leverage up to a certain point. And then once they get within a couple of years of screaming distance of unrestricted free agency and they're producing, guess what? They have the hammer now. And the Orioles never used the hammer when they had it. And now to be both sizing it and sort of intimating that Boris is the boogeyman. And look, John Mioli defends a lot of what the Orioles do. Even John Mioli took offense to that. Like, bro, it's your job to convince them they want to be here. And the best player that this organization has found since Manny Machado just told you on the record in front of everybody on the heels of the Basayo contract, I want to win. Not, I want to be an Oriole. Not, I need to play at Camden Yards. Not, oh my God, Michael Elias, thank you so much for drafting me. I hope I get to play for you forever. No, man. I'm sick of losing. The losing stings me. I need to go somewhere where the losing burns everybody else.
But Jason,
I need to be somewhere where the losing burns everybody else. How could he watch how this front office has operated for 3 years now and think the losing burns them like everybody else?
Here's the thing. The owner just said, we have the money to get this done, and you've talked a lot, even with the Ravens, put enough money in front of a guy until he signs it. Well, you know what? You put the money in front of him, so he signs it. You just said you got the capital to do it. Do it. Show me that you're not this organization that can't get stuff done. Get something done.
Yeah, I mean, and to those who say that, like, nobody from Boris does extensions or whatever, Altuve did one. Mm-hmm. Elvis Andrews did one. Like, I'm not saying it happens all the time, and it's not his forte, but it can happen. And if the player says that's enough money for me,
yes,
then that's enough.
Because the agent works for the player.
For Boris. So, like, yeah, look, if you came out of this trading Adley Rutschman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With 2 years left, signing Bisaccia like they have till he's 30 and getting something done with Gunner, and that means you've now got a year or two with Gunner and Westy together before you trade Westy because you're not getting more than one Boris guy. I could live with that. If you came out of this with Bisaccia and Gunner, that's a core. To me, that's going to be two aircraft carriers, and like, I can buy that.
Jason, we're different but similar. What I heard over the weekend, I'm putting ownership's feet to the fire for saying we got the capital. Well, damn right, get something done. You're right.
Like, you're going to tell me Gunnar Henderson would walk away from $550 million?
No, he won't.
I don't think he would.
No. Get something done. You're raising ticket prices. You got, I'm not the guy who does this, but you got all these free improvements to the stadium. You're raising ticket prices. Now show the fan base that you want to win.
Like, didn't he a couple years ago say he wanted $500 for Soto and the Nats stopped at $450? Didn't that happen?
Yeah.
And that's Scott Boras, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's $500 for Gunner anymore. Not the way he plays all around defense, everything.
Yeah.
You going to tell me Gunner's walking from $550 or $600?
No.
Leak that. Go ahead and do that. Leak that to the media. And I guarantee you, when it gets back to Gunner, he won't be laughing in your face like Burns and Santander did.
Don't leak the fake Corbin Burns off.
No. Do that.
Yeah.
Like, if he turns that down, let me hear about that.
Come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for BBT. It's Bob Haney, Jim Hunter. They're Pickles, and they start at 5:30 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, this is from our friend Jonas Schaefer about 15 minutes ago. Guys that have made the team, as far as it's either confirmed or reported, Rasheen Ali, Corey Bullock, John Jenkins, Jay Higgins, Keon Martin, Ruben Lowry. So Jay Higgins, Keon Martin, Ruben Lowry, three defensive undrafted guys making the team. Waved guys, the big surprise is Jalen Armour Davis.
Yeah, that we know of. I mean, there could be some other shoes that drop.
Brent Urban was released, not subject to waivers, but I think we expect him back on the practice squad.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a lot of 54th, 55th, 56th kind of guys here. I'll be interested to see if they do anything at the quarterback position the next 24 hours in terms of a third quarterback. I'm interested to see how all this math ends up working. But look, hats off to these young men who were in a camp that we thought did not have much up for grabs. A team that's been lauded for its roster, not just blue chip quality, but depth throughout. A team that held on to a lot of draft picks where we thought they might jettison some, sure. right? And so a lot of those guys are going to get the, if it comes down to a tie, right? Tie probably goes to the draft pick.
Yeah.
And despite all those odds, these guys are able to celebrate a great accomplishment very early in their careers. Now you got to stay, you got to work hard to stay on the team, and the season's going to have ebbs and flows, and injuries are going to cause them to add more guys at different positions and all that stuff. But, it's always cool to see that stuff happen. So, you know, way to go taking advantage of what we didn't think was an opportunity at all.
Yeah, and one other note that we've been speculating on, and now we know, Rasheen Ali made the team. They are keeping four running backs after all.
Yeah. You know, is Keaton Mitchell definitely ready for week one? I don't know. We'll find out about that. Harbs is saying Jair Alexander is going to be practicing soon enough. I certainly hope so.
A week from tomorrow.
We'll see how that turns out. I mean, it's a nervous time for a lot of guys, obviously. It's also an exciting time, though, because we know, not so much today, but in the next 24 to 36 hours, the dust will settle. And we're going to be a week away from these games starting to count in the standings. And we're going to have a really good sense of what these rosters are. And again, like I look, if undrafted kids can crack a roster that some people thought was impenetrable.
Yeah.
Then surely there's a veteran or two out there who could probably crack it as well.
You right? think?
A veteran who's on the street or a veteran who might get let go somewhere else for whatever reason.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day.
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 Okay.
Text of the day comes from Andy in Baltimore, who says, pretty surprised to see Jalen Armour Davis get cut by the Ravens. Didn't expect him to be one of the guys they moved on from with how long they kept him around with the injury history.
Well, that's the thing. That's part of it. He's in the last year of his deal.
Yep.
And if you like one of these kids,
it's ingress and egress? Like if something's coming in that you didn't think was going to make it, then something's going out that you probably thought was.
And he's not proven he can stay on the field.
No, he's not. I liked what I saw of him in the preseason. I'm sure other teams did as well. He's got the body type you look for. You know, play big time college football. He's gonna be somewhere.
Yeah. I hope he stays healthy.
Yeah.
Jason, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
We got a lot cooking tomorrow. Bob Nightingale, who's reported in essence that he expects Adley Rutschman to be the best position player available via trade this offseason. Bob Nightingale from USA Today will join us at 2:30. Longtime baseball author Jane Levy will join us, talk about some things, changes that could be coming to the game, changes she'd like to see come to baseball. It's a Wednesday, so Tim Murray from VSiN will join us. College football is full blown. Plenty of college football to talk about. Hall of Fame coach Bill Cowher will join us at 4 to preview the AFC North, and Ryan Ripken at 5.
Big show. Don't change that dial, though.
Baltimore. What time will the Ravens send out their press release?
Yeah, that's probably around 8.
You think 8 again?
Yeah, 8. It was 8:30 last year, according to a member of the media. Coming up next, BBT. It's Bob Haney, and it's Jim Hunter. It's at Pickles, and it starts at 5:30 here on The Fan.
Yeah, I wanted to get it done because I feel like it would have been a distraction, and, you know, it's just human nature to kind of think about those things, even though I try not to. I think the Ravens, and credit to them and everybody upstairs, they did a great job just engaging in conversation. And my agents as well, Kyle McCarthy, Brian Murphy, everybody at Athletes First did a wonderful job. And Charlie, that's like the third time he's butt into a meeting. But no, I mean, I was included in everything going on, and really professionally done on both sides. And they wrote some really good emails too. And it was really cool to see the ins and outs of contract negotiation. So to answer your question, yeah, I wanted to get it done. But if it hadn't got it done, it wouldn't be a huge deal. But I'm glad it did.
So that's Kyle Hamilton speaking about his contract extension. Charlie Kohler interrupting it with some horseplay there at the end. But signs a four-year, $100.4 million extension. He's happy to get it done before the start of the season. So with that in mind, and I think I predicted this a year ago. And then, of course, the defense went sideways, and he couldn't be the guy that he was supposed to be. But could we see a defensive player of the year season incoming for Kyle Hamilton?
I think he has that kind of pedigree, that kind of he's that caliber of player, that and that caliber of person in terms of his preparation, how professional he is, the standard he holds himself to be ready to play football, the kind of athlete that he is. Yeah, there's been a lineage here of guys who any given year would be lumped into a group of candidates to be among the most decorated players on that side of the ball. And he's there, and he's beyond Pro Bowl, and you expect all pro. And then you also think, especially in a year like this where they will do whatever they can to use him the best way possible, and now that he's been here for 3 years and seen it from different sides, which you have to do to get a full panorama of the player, it turns out that, yeah, what McDonald was doing with him in 2022 is peak Kyle Hamilton, and they're going to get back to that. And so that should create more tip balls at the line of scrimmage, more tackles for loss, more interactions with the quarterback, some more forced fumbles, those kind of metrics that tend to matter and big moments against good teams on nationally televised games, maybe even in prime time against MVP quarterbacks, where you come away with the ball. That it's a human business when it comes to these voters. That stuff tends to resonate. And if you're a good dude and you know, when people talk to you, they enjoy the experience and you carry yourself a certain way. It's a people business. That stuff tends to matter. And so, yeah, I think he's someone who will mess around and win a defensive player of the year 1 year. I do think he will, maybe more than 1 year, but let's not go crazy.
Yeah.
And could that be this year? I mean, it could.
Here's the crazy thing, and you mentioned he's a good dude. It's really not supposed to matter, but it does matter. Like, I don't know a single person that's ever said a bad word about Kyle Hamilton. He just seems like a legit. And I want to stop myself for a second and say, the more we think we know these guys, we really don't know these guys.
There's always that.
But everything we know about Kyle Hamilton seems like kid comes from a good family.
Like raised right. It's like that young man understands, you know, how to interact with other people and how to show respect and how to be humble and contrite. And I don't think it's an act with him. I think that stuff is, and again, I'm not trying to say I really know Kyle Hamilton. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's doing that stuff because he's Eddie Haskell. I think he's doing that stuff because he believes that's what you do. That's part of being a good person and a good teammate.
I just thought of something because we talked earlier in the week about, well, what if Malachi Starks and Mike Green get off to slow starts? Kyle Hamilton did not hit the ground running.
No.
I'm old enough to remember that Miami game his rookie year where Marcus Peters is yelling at him after they got destroyed in the second half.
And look, he's still really, really young, but he is in a very much leadership position. Like, he came into the league and they're bringing it, you know. I remember Bone got mad because I'm like, they're going to draft Kyle Hamilton. They just got money. They signed a $16 million safety.
Yeah.
And they've got other developmental safeties. And why would you take a safety? But he's not just a safety, right? He's going to be this Swiss Army knife thing. And so they've figured that out. But like, he's the dean back there now.
Yeah.
Like, of the safety group.
Of the safeties, yeah. Because Marlins is like kind of.
Right, but we're talking just the safeties.
Yes.
He's far and away the dean, and he is that leader. Like, he's the guy they go to, and because he plays five different positions, he understands that defense all the way around, so you can go to him about a coverage issue or whatever, pertaining to pretty much anything, and he'll probably have an answer for you. And he's super bright, you know what I mean? And like, he wants to help people. So yeah, that all falls on him now. That's part of this. That's part of this, where he is with his career and part of this contract and the way they're building this defense. Like, Look, we've talked about even Roquan. Roquan don't play like a $20 million linebacker this year. I got news for you. There's linebackers in draft every year. They're not all Roquans.
No.
But, like, they did something they don't normally do, right? They don't really want to pay interior offensive linemen. They don't, like, they, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things. They don't really want to pay pass rushers, what they get on the open market. But this kid, like, Matapike is going to be here for a while. Yeah. This kid's going to be here for a while. Like,
it's impressive. He's impressive.
He's going to be a cornerstone of that side of the ball till he's at least 30 years old or so.
Think about this. And granted, things can change on a dime, or God forbid somebody gets hurt or whatever. But I think they've got their safeties for a long time with Malachi Starks and Kyle Hamilton.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they've got, you know, with Wiggins, at least one long-term answer, a corner. They'll be drafting more DBs again next year. Maybe some of these younger kids really do develop into something. And look, maybe Tampa has a breakout year this year. But, like, absolutely.
We'll come back at the text of the day. And most importantly, get you ready. Oh, by the way, the lineup's out. I'll get that for you as well. Get you ready for Baltimore baseball tonight. It's Jim Hunter and yours truly. Shout out Bone and Aloysius. And that's at 6 here on The Fan. Orioles and Giants play at 10-15.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's play at 10-15 tonight. But Baltimore
baseball
tonight.
Do either of those teams get to 74 wins? I think not.
Giants have 66. So
they stink, though.
So...
They could collapse.
Yeah, they could. Baltimore baseball tonight's coming up at 6.
It's collapse.
Jim Hunter and yours truly. Orioles lineup is out. You want to hear it, Jason?
Oh, regale me with this. I know who's leading off. I know who's batting fourth.
You are correct on both counts.
I mean, why would you mess with that?
Jackson Holliday's leading off at second base. Jeremiah Jackson is in right field batting second. Gunnar Henderson's shortstop batting third. Ryan Mountcastle, of course, is batting fourth at first base. Manuel Rivera is at third base batting fifth. Colton Cowser's in center field batting sixth. Kobe Mayo's batting seventh at DH. Dylan Beavers in left field batting eighth. And Alex Jackson, who we know they call Ajax, he's batting ninth and doing the catching behind Dean Kramer. Who I guess what happened and besides last start, he's not catching Dean Kramer.
There is something quintessentially Mike Elias about Beavers, who they squatted on, crapped on, waited, should have called up much sooner, who's actually delivering. Right? Who's having their best quality at-bats, and where is he batting?
He's batting, eighth.
He's batting eighth for a team that has scored three runs or less.
Well, they're
26 times since July 1st, right? And this kid's, all he's doing is getting on base constantly, and he's batting eighth.
Yeah.
And they got a 284 OPS on the season out of the leadoff spot.
Yes.
And the kid who's been there for the most part is a 616, 284 on base for the year. Worst in Major League Baseball from the leadoff spot. They have the worst OPS in baseball from the leadoff spot. 20 Major League teams have their number 9 guy getting on base more than the O's leadoff spot, and that kid's got a 616 OPS since July the 1st. And where's he batting again tonight?
Eighth.
No. That
Jackson
kid,
Holliday's batting first.
There you, now, make that make sense.
I don't know. Let's.
One of them's had a run at every minor league level.
Yes.
And the other one... Well, was probably called up too soon if you listen to Brandon Hyde in the first place. Still not comfortable at second base. And instead of getting him a little back in the lineup and taking some heat off him, let's send him out there first. Because it's working brilliantly.
Every night.
Because everybody else's 9 hitters getting on more than him. But let's keep doing it.
We're powering through it, Jason. And once you get to the other side, you'll remember
it fondly. I don't know if that's what it is or not. Yeah. Is it motoring? Like Sister Christian?
Yeah.
Are we motoring through the rest of this season?
What's your price for life? Let's get the text today.
Check 1-2. Check.
Ben has no idea.
Text today comes from Tyler in Baltimore, who says, saw the Patriots release Jabril Peppers. Would it make sense for the Ravens to bring him in as a third safety?
Bring in a bad football player.
I don't know. We could do this about everybody who's cut, who was, you know, a former high draft pick or whatever. Yeah, I'm more interested in a pass rusher. That's just me.
By the way, one of the best uses of a song in a movie was Sister Christian in Boogie Nights. When that kid's running around with the poppers, and I think he's at the drug dealer's house, and he's like sitting there, and it was good.
I thought Sister Christian's when they go to the drug dealer's house.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, and then the kids with the poppers.
And then he has his Tony Montana
moment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The kid's running around in his underwear throwing those. Yeah. Remember those things they throw on the ground, they pop?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. You said you're not watching tonight, right?
I mean, I'll watch. I'll probably
watch. You'll be tweeting at 11:30.
I mean, I'm going to try like hell to avoid it.
Yeah.
I'm saving it all for T-Raj tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I'm not feeling. Yeah, Mean Dean kind of, you know, and I was a big Mean Dean guy there for a minute. But
by the way,
you show up my guy, Big Sam.
Bordy was all about that. Yeah, I was shocked. Honestly,
that's one of the rare times Bordy and I are not.
Yeah, Bordy was like, you know what? You got to get the kid on the program. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Mean Dean was feeling himself that night.
Yeah, Mean Dean couldn't have saved some of that for inside the dugout?
Maybe. Or take him down the tunnel, maybe?
I'll just say what I said before. I'd have loved to see him try that on McCann.
That would have been fun.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Nah, it wouldn't have ended well for Mean Dean.
I would pay money for that.
Yeah, McCann took a fastball to the face and stayed in the game.
Yeah.
Coming up next, though, don't change that dial. The Orioles don't play till 10, but BBT is coming up next. It's myself. It's Jim Hunter, and it starts at 6 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse in four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.